step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here is the story we are dealing with. A teenager, 18-year-old Florida honor student and cheerleader Anna Kempner goes on a family cruise on board the Carnival Horizon. And somewhere between dinner one night and late morning the next day, she dies. That alone is heartbreaking. That alone raises questions. But what has made this case erupt into national conversation isn't just the tragedy, it's the circumstances that are now being confirmed publicly. It's the silence from authorities. And it's a new investigative angle involving a step-sibling that has shifted this entire story from mysterious loss to something far more complex. So let's start with what is now firmly established. Anna wasn't just found in her cabin. She was found collapsed. She wasn't found collapsed on a bed or slumped in a chair. According to major reporting, confirmed by a security source briefed on the investigation, she was discovered under the bed in her cabin, allegedly wrapped in a blanket, covered with life vests. Kind of detail that forces you to stop and reconsider everything you thought you understood about what was happening on that ship. That detail on its own doesn't tell us who put her there or why. It doesn't tell us what happened in the cabin. It doesn't tell us whether there was an altercation, an accident, or a medical emergency or something entirely different. But what it does tell us unequivocally is that her body did not end up in that position naturally. Jammed under a cruise ship bed, life jackets jammed up in there. That's no medical condition. That's not a collapse. It's not a fainting spell that results in a person wrapping themselves in a blanket and placing life jackets over their own body before sliding under a bed with limited clearance. I mean, someone else interacted with her in those final hours, and investigators now have to determine who that was and why. And in this newest development, ABC News reports that investigators are looking into multiple avenues. And one of those avenues involves whether there might have been an altercation between Anna and a minor step-sibling on the cruise. This is not an accusation. This is not a conclusion. It is one of the possibilities, allegedly, that the FBI is examining, alongside the possibility of a medical emergency or an accidental overdose. It is part of the investigatory process, not the final answer. And here's where things take another layer of complexity. A family court filing in an entirely separate legal matter involving custody states that a step-sibling of Anna may face criminal charges in connection with the FBI's investigation, allegedly. That filing does not accuse anybody of wrongdoing, does not describe what investigators believe happened. It does not give any detail beyond the fact that attorneys advised the child's parent to avoid testimony in the custody case because it could affect the criminal investigation. That is all the filing says, allegedly, and that is the only reason the step-sibling angle is public at all. When minors are involved, investigators speak even less than usual. They don't reveal names. They don't confirm investigative leads unless absolutely necessary. They don't describe details that could identify the juvenile. They don't outline theories before they've been confirmed. And that matters here because while the court filing tells us a step-sibling could be part of the investigation, it does not tell us how or to what degree or whether they are simply a necessary interview subject because they were nearby in the hours leading up to Anna's death. To be legally and ethically clear, no one has been charged. No one has been named. No one has been accused of any wrongdoing by law enforcement. What we have is an investigation with several possible explanations, one of which includes another minor. And now, look at the investigative landscape. The FBI is pulling the ship apart, digitally, physically. They're reviewing hallway camera footage because cruise ships are blanketed in surveillance. They're examining key card logs, which record exactly who entered a room and when. They are reviewing staff access logs. They have completed a full autopsy. They have toxicology. They have Anna's phone and its digital footprint. They have the cabin seized early before evidence could be disrupted and disturbed. They have statements from family members who were questioned immediately when the ship docked. They have statements from crew. And all of this is happening in a high-pressure environment where evidence evaporates rapidly at sea. Cruise cabins are clean constantly. Hallways are sanitized. Cameras, they overwrite old footage. People disembark. Memories of casual interactions start to fade. If you don't act early in a case like this, you lose the chance to capture details that could change the outcome of an entire investigation. So the attention is there. That is good. We've seen what happens when maritime investigations don't move quickly. The case of honeymooner George Smith in 2005, the disappearance of Amy Lynn Bradley, the vanished Disney crew member Rebecca Corum. Those cases became cautionary tales, not because investigators didn't care, but because cruise ships are unforgiving. If you do not treat the first hours like they matter more than anything else, you lose the case before you even start. And right now, Anna's case sits in that narrow window where everything is still possible, where the truth is still close enough to reach. Consider the timeline. She leaves dinner not feeling well. She returns to the cabin. That's the last confirmed point of normalcy. The next time she's found, she's under the bed, wrapped and covered, allegedly. The medical examiner places her time of death at 11:17 a.m. the next day. The ship returns to Miami. The following morning, the FBI boards immediately. They take over the cabin. They take the body. They interview the family. And then, according to her father, they go silent. Her family has told reporters that they have no cause of death, no manner of death, no explanation, no sense of direction of the investigation. Well, up until now, they know as little as anyone else reading these updates online. That's the heaviest burden in the entire tragedy, the weight of not knowing. The weight of watching new developments appear in the news without being told by investigators what they mean or how seriously they should take them. And suddenly a court filing drops into the public domain saying a minor in the family may face charges. That alone would send any parent into panic, But pair that with the confirmed detail that Anna was found concealed, and the emotional devastation becomes almost impossible to imagine. That's a family dealing with some shit. And here is where we have to be careful and factual about what we are understanding as of now. The concealment of her body, it raises questions. The presence of a minor in the cabin group raises questions. But questions are not conclusions. Questions are not accusations. Questions are not evidence. The FBI's job is to ask those questions, explore every possibility, and follow the evidence where it leads. Even if that evidence points somewhere no one expected or wanted it to go. And because a minor may be involved, investigators must be even more cautious about what they release, how they release it, and how they avoid implicating or clearing anyone prematurely. But while investigators work in silence, the urgency of this moment cannot be overstated. Cruise ship investigations live and die on speed. The cameras, the key cards, the timeline, all of it must be locked down now, not months from now, because months from now is when cases fall apart. Months from now is when families start hearing the words undetermined or inconclusive. Months from now is when crucial details fade into the log. This is the time when truth either survives or slips away forever. This is a window where investigators have the chance to avoid the mistakes that defined those past cases. They have Anna's time of death. They have a cabin. They have complete access to digital evidence. They have the family. They have the data. They have the surveillance. They have every tool those earlier cases never had. And that's why this is so important. To keep the case grounded in facts, not assumptions. Because assumptions can snowball into narratives that overshadow the truth, especially when minors are involved. It's entirely possible the step-sibling angle is one path investigators must examine simply because they were present in the timeline, not because they believe they caused her death. It is entirely possible that the concealment was done by someone other than whoever interacted with her during the incident itself. It is entirely possible that the medical or overdose angles are still active possibilities, and investigators are being responsible by not ruling anything out prematurely. Those are all real possibilities, and they keep the case legally safe, psychologically realistic, and grounded in the investigative process as it actually works. But what cannot be ignored legally or morally is that Anna was found hidden. If the reports are true that she was underneath a bed, wrapped in a blanket, with life jackets jammed in there, that's a little weird. Someone placed her under that bed. Someone made decisions in that room, and someone knows why. And right now, the people who loved her most are living inside a nightmare of uncertainty, reading details that the investigators themselves have not yet explained directly to them. For their sake, for Anna's memory, and for the integrity of the investigation, this cannot become another maritime case defined by darkness, delay, and unanswered questions. Anna deserved better than to end up under a bed on a ship. She deserved better than silence. She deserved honesty and clarity. The kind of clarity that can only come from investigators acting quickly, communicating transparently, and treating her case with the seriousness it demands. The truth in this case exists. It is not lost. It is not gone forever. It is here. It's in the cameras, it's in the logs, in the cabin, in the timeline, in the interviews, in the autopsy, in the present, waiting for the investigators to assemble it. The only question now is whether it will be delivered in time before the ocean does what it always does to stories like this and wears the sharp edges down until all that's left is a mystery. Anna deserved more than that. And her family deserves the truth, not years from now, not after the story's already cold, but now, while the evidence still remembers what happened. What do you think happened? I know this is, it's one of those where it's not a lot of information. We're getting bits and pieces. More's out as of us recording this today. But what does it all mean? what was going on, what were those relationships like, what was happening. Someone knows, and answers will be found. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case and the many that we follow for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. Let me know your thoughts on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there, so you can join into that conversation. Love to hear your voice. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.